Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
The condition called attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, known as ADHD, was first defined only in 1980. The pediatric guidelines for diagnosing ADHD are all subjective, such as, child often has difficulty awaiting his turn, occasionally may do things compulsively, is easily distracted from tasks, fails to give close attention to details, and makes careless mistakes. A few years later, ADHD was classified as a disability, and a federal cash program was initiated for low-income families with children who are said to have ADHD. A family could get $450 a month for each child diagnosed with ADHD, with the cost of treatment and medication for low-income children covered by Medicaid. More than 3 million children use the most commonly prescribed drug, Ritalin, and it is routinely combined with other drugs. The Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, passed in 1990, mandates that eligible children receive access to special education and related services. The school is required to craft an individualized education plan to accommodate each child, which may include drugs prescribed by a medical doctor. The U.S. Department of Education classified ADHD as a handicap. And in 1991, schools began receiving grants of $400 a year for each ADHD child. Those cash payments could operate as financial incentives. Since labeling kids ADHD brings more money to the schools, it's not surprising that schools often pressure parents to get an ADHD diagnosis and put their child on Ritalin. Congress should pass the Child Medication Safety Act to prohibit schools from denying entry to a child whose parents choose not to put him on drugs.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Parents, your children should not undergo forced mental health screening. It's bad science, it's unconstitutional, and may lead to your own child being stigmatized or over-medicated. Write Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for the Mental Health Packet. That's Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or online, eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. and make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, when trouble arises and things look bad, there's always one individual who perceives a solution and is willing to take command. Very often, that individual is crazy. Derry Brownfield.
Hey, hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Well, Homeland Security has spent years now crafting the final regulations for the Real ID Act. It was to go into effect in 2008, and it is 2008, but it has been pushed back in hopes of winning over some of the skeptics. Now, just like the animal ID, the NAIS, National Animal ID System, they thought, oh, this is just going to be a slam dunk. People are going to just fall for this hook, line, and sinker. And they ain't doing it quite like the feds want them to. Anyhow, the Real ID still faces stiff opposition. The government now plans to phase in a secure ID initiative that Congress passed into law back in 2005. The Real ID amounts to the first ever national identity card system, which would do damage, as far as me and a few other folks are concerned, to our way of life here in this country. By 2014, anyone seeking to board an airplane, to go into a federal building, to do any kind of business with the federal government, to even open bank accounts, they're going to have this Real ID. Unless you were born before December the 1st, 1964. We're going to get into all that a little later on in the show. I have with me today a gentleman that's been working as hard as anybody could possibly work, trying to get states to pass legislation, not getting involved with this Real ID situation. And I have with me today Jim Guest. He is a state representative here in the state of Missouri, but he's been working in a dozen states around over the nation trying to get all these states together to do something about what we consider an invasion of our privacy. Jim, it's good to have you as a guest, Jim Guest, on the Common Sense Coalition today.
Good morning, Derry. It's good to be on your program again on this chilly morning here in northwest Missouri.
You know, I understand. I got this, the little birdie told me so. Kind of came with the grapevine, but I understand that you did a fantastical job in Kansas City last night, got a standing ovation.
Well, we had a very good reception. We had a great meeting there at the Uptown Theater. We had people from all parts of Missouri, people from Kansas there. And some of them had heard the message before. Others was their first introduction to it. And, yes, Mark Linder gave a speech, and I kind of went into more details on my work to get this stopped all the way around the country. And these are freedom-loving people like your listeners that want to keep the freedom that our forefathers fought for and established in this great country.
All right. Now, there are a lot of people out there, and I got a real neat email this morning. I wish I would have brought it in here. But it is difficult to get a lot of people involved in anything even if they can see that they're losing their freedoms, they say, oh, well, it's no big deal. And, you know, there's so much apathy in this country. What kind of a meeting did you have last night?
It was a meeting on education on the real ID. Mark Lerner talked about his work with the biometrics and the fraud and stuff that had gone on where they had faked the results, the test results, to sell the federal government that the real ID was a great thing. It would help stop terrorism and all of that baloney that they're trying to tell the people. When reality, it's just a matter of the federal government to track you and I. Like I said, I told them about my work, my organization, Legislators Against Real ID, how I sent legislation to all states around the country, and we've got 8 states who have passed legislation to change their state laws. In addition to that, we've got about another 20 states who have passed resolutions to go on record opposing it, and I think we'll see some other states this year pass legislation to join forces and tell the federal government, no, that we, the people out there, want to take back our country and have our voices heard and be free people once again.
You know, I see, and I think now most of what I've heard coming from state officials, like governors and senators, this sort of thing, is that, well, it's just going to cost the states too much. I'm not concerned about the cost. I mean, that's a bad deal, too, but I don't like any part of the whole idea.
That's a good idea. The new regulations are going to be issued at noon today, and I've told people even if the Department of Homeland Security would fully fund it, I would still oppose it. I don't think you can put a price on freedom. I don't think you can't buy me for any amount of money. And the federal government is trying to bait and put some money out there to get some of these governors to get a little bit of this federal money to go along with it. And they've gone so far as to issue a few grants to some states so if they'll get them on the line, you know, when you fish, you kind of have to put a little bait out there. And this money's the bait, and they're going to try and get them hooked on it and get them started down the road so they can't back out of the real ID later on.
Well, see, this is exactly what they've done with the NAIS, the National Animal ID. What kind of money are they talking about? Do you know what they're getting?
Oh, I think they're talking anywhere from $3 to $8 million. That's just a little drop in the bucket. But
I mean, now is that overall or for one state?
Oh, that's just a little bit to get them started. The total estimated cost of this program is $23 billion. Now, today when they issue the regulations, they're going to say they watered it down a little bit and it's not going to cost that much. But then I don't believe that for a minute. I've never seen a cost from the federal government that's went down. They always go up. And, you know, the cost and loss of your freedom plus all of the manpower and the equipment that states will have to buy is, you know, it'd be unprecedented in the cost to do something in relation to our freedom.
All right. Now, they're saying that I'm not going to have my real ID for a while because I'm over 50 years of age. Are you familiar with this? This is the first time I'd ever seen this.
Yeah, I was on a conference call with them a month ago, and they announced that they were going to back off on the timeline that those old folks have to get our real ID. I guess they don't think we're quite as dangerous as these young people out there, but I'm not sure how they're going to get around the discrimination part of it out there. I think I'm not sure how you can classify a group of people being more dangerous whether they're older or younger, but then we'll see how that.
I saw a cartoon just the other day on that. These two hippie-type gangsters talking said, don't pick on those old codgers. They know they can't whip us, so they'll shoot us. We may be more dangerous than they think. Let's take a break, Jim. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
And we're visiting today with a Jim Guest who has been very, very outspoken concerning this Real ID Act. And Jim, you've also been outspoken towards the National Animal ID Program, have you not?
Yes, I have. That's just as treacherous a thing as far as our privacy, the fact that they want a mandate to these livestock owners. They got to go out there and tag every dog, cat, chicken, horse, cow out there. And, you know, I'm not sure we do need to kind of control our disease in case we have an outbreak, but I think we have ample means of notifying the adjoining landowners and livestock owners in case something happens out there. We don't need to be mandated by the federal government that we have to have a number on every farm out there, and every chicken has to have its own little tagging number.
You know, for whatever it's worth, and I don't want to get off on NAIS today because we've spent a lot of time on it, and I want to go into detail on it maybe again one day next week because they came out with some new programs. But interestingly enough, Missouri just about had a, well, they did have a law passed in the state of Missouri to do away, and so it would not even ever affect us in any way. And the feds are out there. They keep saying, oh, we want a voluntary program. Not going to be anything voluntary about it, no more than there is going to be anything voluntary about this Real ID Act. You're going to have one of these, I mean, if they get their way, if the feds get their way, you're going to have one of these drivers, and it's a driver's license. So little kids are going to have driver's license now.
That's right. It's, they're trying to say it's voluntary, but I cannot think of very many people who would not be affected by it. Anybody that has any relationship with the government in any manner, whether it's a Farm Service Agency, Social Security check, loans, there's hardly a person. Actually, your bank accounts are regulated by the federal government, so that's how they're going to be able to require everybody to have one of these. Now, they say it's not a violation of the 10th Amendment, the states' rights issue, because they're not directly putting it on the states, but indirectly they are. And I think everybody's able to see through that smoke screen that they're putting out there.
You know, this thing came to me in the mail just the other day. You mentioned the FSA, the Farm Service Agency. The Livestock Compensation Program, the LCP, will provide monetary assistance to livestock owners for pasture losses incurred during the drought years of 2005 and 2006. Then it goes all the way down through here. You can get $10.66 per adult beef cow. You can get $7.89. I guess this is a one-time thing, but there was a number here to call. So I called the number. And I said, do you have to have a premise number to apply? Oh, no, no, you don't. You do not have to have a premise number to apply. I said, well, then when it comes time to get the check, do you have to have a premise number? And he kind of stalled a minute. No, no, he didn't think so. But this thing here, it scares me. We've never ever, before we have had sorts of payments like that to the livestock industry, but up until just the last very few years, there was no subsidy whatsoever that ever went to the livestock industry. Well, let's take another break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
And we have returned. Jim, I'm looking here at some of the information coming off of this new ID, real ID information about, any Americans born after December the 1st, 1964 is going to have to do it by next year or something. And by the year 2014, you and I have until the year 2017. And looking through this information, it says the cards have 3 layers of security measures, but will not contain microchips as some had expected. I bet you, I'd almost bet the farm that the first one's coming out might not, but I bet you that before very long they do, because you can't believe a thing the federal government says. I pulled out my Social Security card. I've been carrying the original one for all these years, been 60 years almost, and at the bottom of my card it says, for Social Security purposes, not for identification. Says so right there on the bottom of that Social Security card.
I've got one of those too, and I carry mine with me, and you're right. That's what's going to happen. The initial ones will not require an RFID chip in it, but very shortly after that, they will be. That's why when this law was written, Homeland Security has total control. There's no legislative or judicial oversight. They have total control. And if it's not soft, we're giving them a blank check to do as they please. And they'll soon start saying that we need more security measures here. And an RFID chip is what's in it. And the way they'll go and what we thought we had stopped will be back in place. And that's why it's so urgent that we continue to stay on top of this and stop it here in the very beginning.
Okay, what do you say when you go to these other states? Who do you talk to?
Okay, what I'm doing, I've got what I call my legislative bomb. I got my 5 points to America's freedom. There's about 11 pieces of legislation I want legislators in all states to introduce. It has to do with stopping the Real ID Act, the National ID thing, or the Animal ID, repealing the Patriot Act. And these are all legislation that supports the freedom issues that Ron Paul is, his platform is. So by getting these out there, we'll have a united front to support the people's wishes and to stop this federal government from taking away. So that's what I'm doing, is getting them to join forces with me to introduce legislation to protect our freedom and stop these, as I saw it, these idiotic programs that they're putting out there. So that's my approach to this. And for those who want to know more about it, they can give me a call at 660-535-6664, or they can email me at the state capitol and here in Missouri.
Okay. You called it a legislative bomb, but what reception are you getting from these states? Do you go to the state legislature or the governor? Where do you start?
Well, at the legislature. In fact, I've got a talk radio program of an evening I had. I had several legislators the other night that came in wanting to know when I was going to release that, because they're wanting copies of it so they can release it in their own state. So that's good that we got other legislators around the country. Now, some of the governors may be reluctant to, as we talked about earlier, if there's some federal government money tied to it, they may be reluctant to be supportive of it as they should. But it's an election year, and I think that may help them take notice when the voters out there say that they want to keep their freedom.
They ought to name every one of those governors Esau. they'll sell their soul for a pot of soup.
Pot of soup and a re-election. That's more important to them than their loyalty to this country, I'm afraid, in some cases.
All right. Let's go to the telephones here. We've got a gentleman named Bill. He's in Missouri, but he just got a new national ID, right, Bill?
I renewed my license back in October of last year, and I was really concerned about this, the Real ID Act. And I contacted the License Bureau, and they said, oh, no, our database isn't tied in with the rest of the states or anything, and we're really not sure what you're referring to. So I tried to direct them to the right documents and stuff. Well, then I contacted Governor Blunt's office and said, hey, passed a law saying that we're not going to comply with this Real ID Act. Well, they emailed me back and said, well, that's just a suggestion that Governor Blunt doesn't have to listen to Congress on that. And I said, he doesn't have to listen. You know, I was really shocked.
Actually, what we passed in Missouri last year was a resolution objecting to it. I will be filing legislation in the next couple of days to change our state laws in Missouri to make it a mandate or make it a law that we will not go along with the Real ID, and I hope that I get all legislators to support me on this. And everybody out there listening needs to contact their legislators and tell them that they want to support this anti-Real ID legislation, no matter which state you're in.
You know, it's important for these governors to take direction from the right people. You know, remember when we had a governor here named John Ashcroft?
Yes.
Do you remember when he was the secretary? The attorney general?
Yes.
Did you see what he just now is doing? When the top federal prosecutor in New Jersey needed to find an outside lawyer to monitor a large corporation willing to settle criminal charges out of court, he turned to former Attorney General John Ashcroft, his one-time boss. With no public notice and no bidding, the company awarded Mr. Ashcroft an 18-month contract for up to $52 million. Now you see why these guys sell out?
Why they sell out and why people losing their faith in our government. We have a government that's out of control. You know, we must have a federal government that serves the people and where the people have believe in their federal government. And right now that is not the case, and it's what we've got to get back to.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If you've never heard the term chelation therapy before, it doesn't mean very much. But to a person who uses chelation therapy to get and then stay healthy, it's meant the difference between leading merely a life and leading a great and healthy life. Experience the benefits of better vascular health and cleaner living with Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass. It's chelation therapy made easy. In order to promote better living, you've got to break old habits and start anew. That's what makes Cardio One so special. It's specially designed to help rid your body of the impurities that act as an impediment to better health. More importantly, Cardio One users know it works. Find out today how to live better and live longer, get Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass, and become one of the millions of people who have discovered the benefits of chelation therapy. To order, just send $43.95 to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Fred Stokes, president of the Coalition for a Prosperous America, was recently a guest on the Derry Brownfield Show to discuss a new and positive trade policy that delivers prosperity and security to America. Here's Fred.
I'm encouraged. We're making a difference. There's been a wind shift. We haven't won yet. We're a long way from that. But we're turning the corner on this thing. We need to come together in mass. We can disagree on a whole host of things, but surely we agree that this thing ought to be fixed and not condemn our grandkids and their kids to a future that's far less than the one we had.
Make a difference and join the Coalition for a Prosperous America and get the 11-minute DVD entitled Take It Back and learn how the Coalition is working to reclaim America from the damage of free trade. Send $10, check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For $10, you'll get the 11-minute DVD and become a non-voting member of the Coalition for a Prosperous America.
Friends, it's no longer acceptable to sit by and hand over your property to just any bureaucrat who thinks they have more rights to your property than you do. But what's the answer? Well, here's Paragon Foundation's Executive Director, G.B. Oliver.
What we're trying to do, Derry, is we've talked about the things that we're involved in here, but we teach people how to hold their local elected officials accountable. And what happens to you is we've talked that the federal government has no jurisdiction and no authority over you, but they come in and through grants to your state, as grants to your county officials or your sheriff's department and everything, they usurp that power from those people because when they sign and they take that money, all of a sudden they've relinquished their authority and they've given it to these federal entities. So what we're going to teach people is how do you hold that local elected official accountable, whether it's sheriff, your county commissioner, or whoever it is.
Join the Paragon Foundation today. Just call 1-877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, and the man who says, marriages are made in heaven, but so are thunder and lightning, Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. Jim Guest had another meeting he had to attend, so he slipped off into the, almost said into the sunset, that's not quite right, but he left us, and I do appreciate his help. And I think he's doing a great thing here. Let's take one call concerning what he was talking about, and then we'll move on to some other information. Hi, Bill in Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hey, Derry, how are you doing?
All right.
I was listening to your last caller there where he didn't understand why the governor didn't have to listen to the state legislature, okay? And the reason that is when the I'm going to try to make a long story very short. When the Confederate states walked out of Congress, Congress went sign a die because they didn't have a quorum to set the next date. And in corporate law, when you have a meeting, and if you don't set the date for the next meeting, the corporation ceases to exist in law. So when you look at law like a lake, if you were in the water, you would be immersed in the law. Attorneys are at law, meaning they're standing by the side of the law, but they're not in it. And judges are by law. They're somewhere near it, but who knows where. After the Civil War and after Congress went sine and die, Lincoln ordered Congress back into session by executive order. And every state legislature, if you people up in Missouri will look at your congressional records, you'll see that every state legislature went sine and die and ceased to exist in law somewhere shortly within the last 3-4 years after the Civil War. What that means is that they can't write a law because they're not in law. And that's where statutory law came from. Statutory law is not law at all. It's private law. And I only stumbled on that by accident because I was reading some statutes here in Wisconsin, and I went up to the librarian to ask her to copy it, Derry, and she said she couldn't because it was copywritten. So it didn't dawn on me what she meant then, but she did do it, and she stamped it with a big red stamp, said, may infringe against copyright laws. Well, sometime later, about 2 months later, I'm looking through my briefcase, and I see the stamp, and now I read it. And it dawns on me, how do you copyright public law or something that everybody owns? You can only copyright private things. So then it took me, then I was on a crusade to find out who owned it. Well, it comes to find out that West Publications owns all the copyrights in all 50 states. So when you hear this phrase, you know, a licensed attorney, there's no such thing, and everybody knows that. It's not a license. When they join the bar and pass the bar examination, they have authorization to use it because it's private. Kind of understand what I'm saying?
Well, you've lost me, but yes, halfway.
See, statutory law is not law. There's nothing authorized in our Constitution that authorizes statutory law. There's only three places where a person can settle a dispute, and it's in Article 3 of the Constitution. It's the Article 3 court, which is some people call the common law, an equity court, and then the third one being, now it went off the tip of my tongue, being admiralty law.
Yeah, you've had time to study it, and I'm sure the first time you read it, you didn't understand it either. But
no, I didn't understand it, see?
But there's nothing. I was going to say, let's move along because it's too deep for most of us here in no more time than we have. I was just like I was talking yesterday about Citi, C-I-T-I, Citicorp, Citibank, Citibunch. there is no Citibunch, but Citi, whatever there is. I studied that thing for 3 hours, and then all I did was get confused. So anyway, let's move along here. Now, the Fed, as we've mentioned before, the Federal Reserve's banks, all of them, not just here in the United States, but the Bank of England, the other central banks around the Western world are all doing the same thing. In Australia, in the EU, they're putting money out just as fast as they can print it to keep things from going under, so to speak. What they're doing, they're not solving any problem whatsoever. They are prolonging a problem. Back when we were used to buy and sell a lot of cattle, I had a good friend who was a veterinarian, and he dealt pretty big in cattle, and he said, Derry, I'd rather go out and find one dead than find one of those chronics that, you know, you spend a couple $100 on them, and you think you've got them saved, and then the first blizzard comes along and kills them. Well, this is what's happening as far as our economy is doing. They're just giving it a little penicillin, putting some sulfa pills in it, and trying to keep it up on its feet for a while. The first blizzard is going to knock this thing into the creek, all right? Now, here is what Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke pledged yesterday. He said he will slash interest rates yet again to prevent housing and credit problems from plunging the country into a recession. Now, if you notice, they always say recession. They don't ever say depression. That's a bad word. You see, a recession is when you lose your job. A depression is when a recession is when your neighbor loses his job. A depression is when you lose your job, but we don't have a panic until your wife loses her job. There's several ways that you can look at this thing, all right? But anyway, he's concerned about us having a recession, all right? I'm more concerned about it being worse than a recession, because I've lived through quite a few recessions, and I can still remember what happened when we had the panic, all right? The central bank was prepared to act aggressively to rescue a weakening economy. Now, here's what Bernanke says. We stand ready to take substantive additional action as needed to support growth and to provide adequate insurance against downside risk. The Fed meets on January the 29th, and the Fed is ready to cut interest rates somewhere between 0.25% and 0.5%, from what I can find out. The Fed lowered its key rate 3 times last year, 2007. The rate at the present time is 4.25%, and to help squeezed banks, like there's a bunch of banks out there that have been squozen, all right, to help these squeezed banks deal with credit problems, the Fed recently created a new auction facility for financial institutions to get short-term loans. Now, I have had over my lifetime a lot of short-term loans. I'd call a short-term loan a six-month loan, something like that. Maybe. I don't know what they call it. But if you want time to fly, they say time flies when you're having fun. Time really flies when you make some short-term loans, because those son of a guns come due. 6 months seems like 6 weeks. Anyway, the Fed in December provided, get this, $40 billion of loans to banks, and will provide another $60 billion in January. That's $100 billion that they have just put into the economy. Now, where do they get that money? They print it. They print that money. What's it backed by? Absolutely nothing. If you were listening to me the other day, I had the information on there what a silver dollar is worth and what a paper dollar is worth compared to the value of a silver dollar. It was 6.25%. In other words, 6.25 cents. That would be 6 cents and 4 mils, if you can remember when we used to deal in mils. All right? When they get through here, that dollar's not going to be worth 6.25%. I don't know what it'll be worth, but it's going to go down. It's not going to go up. Bernanke says these actions will continue as long as necessary to help banks get over credit humps so that they will keep lending to people and companies. You've got to keep lending more money. And see, we got caught in that. The farmers, we were all into this thing back in the early, late 70s and early 80s. Oh, you can borrow your way into prosperity. Just, hey, put some different figures on your net worth statement. That land's worth $1,000 an acre. You only had it on there at $500. Hey, we can double your net worth overnight. This was a stroke of a pen. And this is what's happening again today. Anyway, this may become a useful, and I like this term, this may become a useful permanent addition to the Fed's toolbox. Now, how long? With the dollar already only 6.25% of the value of a silver dollar, how much lower can it get before it's worth nothing? It's about down there now, is it not? 6.25% isn't very much. Now, I like Paul Craig Roberts. I don't know if you know who Paul Craig Roberts is or not, but I remember when he was the Secretary of the Treasury under Reagan. Now, we've had a couple of dingbats that's been Secretary of the Treasury since then, but he was one of the better ones. And he has an article out, No Escape from War and Unemployment. He just wrote that Thursday, January the 10th, as yesterday. Economic events during 2008 are likely to increase fear that comes from recession and indebtedness. And I heard the music. I'm going to stop right there for a moment or two. We'll be back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hi.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN Financial Bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
Beth just handed me an email here that I think is kind of interesting. It says we were talking about how the feds are going to put out all this money into the NAIS, Real ID, and so forth. It says, how can the feds give the states money when they're bankrupt? They have no money to give out, and that's just exactly what I've been saying. They don't have to worry about it. They just print more. And I don't know what it cost them to run those printing presses and buy the paper, but it's probably a penny maybe or something, I don't know, per dollar bill that they can print. And so that's exactly what they're doing. And what is happening here is our dollars are worth so little that the inflation is just going out through the roof. Now, as I've stated time and time again, gas isn't high at $3 a gallon. If you've got a silver dollar, you can still buy it for 20 cents. You can still buy nickel candy bars with silver, but you can't do it. Let's see, the last time I did a silver thing, let me see what it was worth. Silver, I know it's over $15. I think it is. Let me see here. Quick. Silver, one more time. Here we go. Pages always stick together when you're in a hurry. Okay, silver yesterday was at $15.72. So a silver dollar, just for the silver that's in it, would be worth $15.72 because it is 1 ounce of refined silver, 0.999% silver. All right? Now, let's go back to what the Secretary of Treasury under Reagan said. He said economic events during 2008, that's where we are now, are likely to increase fear that comes from recession and indebtedness. The Greenspan Fed, that was when Alan Greenspan was running the show, and he did it for, what, almost 20 years, and low interest rates to hide the effect of the U.S. economy of job loss from offshoring. The low interest rates created artificial increases in home prices. Most people buy according to monthly payments, not purchase price, and I can't believe that people do that. You know, they don't look. They do this on cars. They don't look at what that car is costing. And they don't add up all those payments they're going to have to be paying on forever and ever and ever. They just look, what's it going to cost me a month? They may as well be renting the darn thing. All right? The low interest rates created artificial increases in home prices. Most people buy according to monthly payments and not purchase price. He says most people do that. This spending and the construction boom misled people about the strength of the economy. Executives at financial institutions were suckered into purchasing subprime derivatives, which have crashed, leaving the financial system with serious problems. Creating more dollars makes holding existing dollar assets even less attractive to the foreigners who finance U.S. deficits. See, these foreign countries, they realize what's happening to the dollar, and they don't want any part of it. So instead of them loaning the United States money, they're over here buying our assets. Just like I mentioned yesterday, this Abu Dhabi company over in one of the oil-rich nations has now bought a high percent, not a high percent, but almost 5% of Citibank, Citicorp. All right, we're going to take another break. We'll be in the home stretch right after these messages.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices rose over 1% Thursday as oil prices fell below $94 and the dollar weakened. Gold closed in New York up $11.60 to $890.90 an ounce. Silver rose 43 cents to $16.15 an ounce. Gold has gained 6.5% in the first 7 days of trading in 2008. The $900 level is very close now and may be an imminent target in the next few days, reports Reuters. More at SwissAmerica.com. $800 gold should be telling you many things. First, inflation is 2 to 3 times higher than reported. Second, the Fed will sacrifice the dollar to fight a recession. Third, gold prices, having already tripled since 2001, must nearly triple again to exceed their 1980 high. Swiss America has compressed 25 years into a 25-minute Gold 101 DVD kit that's free. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-289-2646.
The Interesting History of the Income Tax, a book by Bill Federer, is timely and informative. Here's Bill.
The original Constitution forbade an income tax. Article 1, Section 9 says the federal government shall lay no direct tax. One of the reasons we rebelled against King George III was because of taxes. And so the British passed numerous taxes, the salt tax, the tea tax, the sugar tax, the Stamp Act. And then there was the Boston Tea Party, where our founders threw 342 chests of tea into the Boston Harbor.
The Interesting History of the Income Tax, 176 pages in paperback. To order, send $23 check, cash, or money order to The Derry Brownfield Show, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, call 1-800-201-7892. Make checks payable to Common Sense Coalition.
We're in the home stretch. I want to finish this particular bit of information I have here, and then we'll go to Arkansas for a quick comment or two. But I'm going back now to what Paul Craig Roberts is saying. He says the job growth in the United States has been confined to domestic, non-tradable services. The U.S. is now far more dependent on imported manufactured goods than it is on imported energy. Now, I hadn't thought of that. I know we're getting a lot of manufactured goods, but he says it's more important than even the oil that we're getting from these other nations. He said there are at least as many as 30 million U.S. service jobs filled by college graduates
that are susceptible to offshoring. 30 million service jobs that college graduates are taking. He said, can a new round of money creation create enough new consumer spending? Access to more credit does not help people who are maxed out and cannot pay their bills, especially when they're losing their jobs. Massive indebtedness, offshoring job loss and recession is likely to produce further decline in U.S. living standards. And then he goes on to say, in December of 2007, Congressional Budget Office released its report on household incomes. 80% of Americans have experienced a falling share of U.S. income, and the top 1% of the income distributions has received almost the entire income gain of the top 20% of Americans. So you can see we're getting ourselves here into a caste system. We're going to have the middle class is disappearing. We're going to have the haves and the have-nots. Now, let's go back to the driver's license thing. I didn't get your first name here, but you're in Arkansas. Hi, you're on the air, please.
Yeah, Derry, this is Wes in Arkansas.
Okay.
Monday, I was in the state office here in Ash Flat, actually, to get my vehicle license renewed, and there were people in line trying to get driver's license. I heard the lady tell three in a row, you can't get one today because the national computer is shut down. We cannot issue a driver's license until the computer's back online.
Really?
And she said she had even had people coming in that had been to another office in another town. She said they can't get it through their head. The system is down today, nationwide.
Yeah, but it's nothing in Arkansas. It's at the federal level.
Well, the way she talked, but they could not issue an Arkansas driver's license that day because the national computer system was down, is what she was telling people.
Do you have you seen a new Arkansas driver's license?
No, I've had mine for two or three years.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to see because in North Carolina, you know, they have a map of the FTAA on the back of the North Carolina driver's license.
Uh-huh.
It shows everything from Alaska down through the lower part of Mexico.
Wow.
It's made, you know, how they stamp those on there, but it's part of the driver's license, just slick as a whistle. Now, I don't know, I've not seen one, I've not held one in my hand, but I do have a copy of it somewhere.
Yeah,
and somebody had run theirs through a copying machine and sent it to me.
Yeah, mine was issued in 2005, so I've got another year on mine before I have to renew it. But I just thought that was pretty amazing. People just, and when I got up to the lady in my turn, and I know her, I used to deliver mail to her when I was a mail carrier. She said, people can't get it through their head. The whole system and the whole state is down. They're calling from office to office trying to go find a driver's license. She said, we can't get you one today. One guy said, mine expires on the 13th. I'm going to be out of state. She said, well, I don't know what you can do. We can't until it comes up online. So I haven't heard any more, but I thought that's got to be tied in with this national, the real ID deal we're talking about.
You know, you would think, and we're out of time, but you'd think they could write you up something and put a stamp on it that you'd be with it, ready to drive. But anyway, thanks for the call, and may the good Lord bless and keep you all the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
The clouds if we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
Since 1999.